Good morning. We're continuing in on our topic of the prohibition to go to secular court. And today we have two interesting questions. The first one is this an Isser de'oraisa or is this an Isser de'rabanan? So in fact, there are a number of poskim who have written that this is a de'oraisa, not a de'rabanan. So it's biblically prohibited to go to a secular court. So among the poskim that say that, the Tshuvash Tashbetz says as follows, this is an Isser d'oraisa, v'zehu Isser Torah. And then he makes a distinction, an interesting distinction, that if it's just a simple Isser d'oraisa in the sense that even if their laws are the same as ours, there's an Isser d'oraisa because we are going in front of them and we are elevating their legal system, their pagan legal system, over our system. That's even if the laws are the same. But his distinction is as follows. If their laws are different, it's that much worse. He says as follows, Aval, Im dineihem eino kidineihu. If their laws are different, then you'll get a different result when you go to secular court as opposed to a beis din. Hadavar pashut shuasur. It's so simple, it's so obvious that it's prohibited. And anyone who goes in front of a secular court and has a recovery, he's a gazlan because he's getting paid monies that he doesn't have coming to him under halacha. So he's a gazlan, and accordingly, he's pasul eidus. He's not kosher to act as a witness under Jewish law until he returns the money that he took based on the secular law. And he says, this is such an obvious thing, I didn't have to write it even. So we see there that the Tashbis is saying that this concept of the Isser Arkos, just a simple Isser Arkos, which is a terrible Isser, is when the laws are the same. But when the laws are different, there are so many more complications, complexities, and problems with going to a secular court that they're both terrible, that it's even worse when the laws are different because it makes somebody who gets recovery under secular law the thief, pasula edus, etc. The Tshuvas Yachin Boaz also says that Isser Shel Torah, so Isser Doreis, and the Pischei Koshen brings in the name of the Kodesh, Kesef HaKadoshim, that it could maybe even be under the umbrella of Avizrayu da Avodah Zorah, under the category of Avodah Zorah, somebody going to a secular non-Jewish court, because it is raising up the secular norms, the secular laws, and memela, it is putting down the halacha and the Torah. When it comes to our second issue, how severe of an issue is this, and a plaintiff who indeed does go to secular court, what is the recourse that the Beis Din has against him? So the Tshuvas Harif says as follows, Humasha huskak lahem bidina Yisrael, when everyone who goes to the secular court and is not paying attention to going to the Jewish court, tzarech lindosa, he is put into Chayrim. Nidui, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Raman Shulchan Aruch says the same thing. I'll read his language. V'yesh biyad Beis Din lindoso. The Beis Din should put into Nidui and Chayrim ul'achrimot. Those are excommunications. The plaintiff who brings somebody to secular court, ad shi yasalag yod ha'ovde kochavim al chavero, until basically he drops the case, brings the case to a Beis Din, gets out of secular court, he's in Chayrim until then. V'chein hayu machrimim ha'machzik biyad ha'olech lifnei ovdei kochavim. It's not only applicable to the plaintiff itself, but anyone who facilitates that process as well. For example, an attorney representing a Jew, bringing another Jew to secular court, the attorney is also machzik, assisting in that process, and he would also be put under chayrim, put under excommunication. The Chut HaTashbis in the Chut HaMeshulash says as follows, v'chozman shlo hichzir v'lashilim l'chavero mashenatal mimenu, the entire time when somebody, a plaintiff, got a recovery in secular court, until he pays back the defendant what he recovered for him against halacha, if he acquired it in secular court based on the secular laws and not based on Torah laws, he's a gazlan and he's pasul la'edus, and he's put into chayrim until he makes amends and pays back the money that he should not have received. We see here that it's an Isser d'oraisa. It's possibly even under Avizrayu d'Avodah Zarah. Those are the one of the big three that somebody would have to be killed for rather than violating. And we see how severe it is that if someone goes to secular court, they can be put into cheirim by the Beis Din. They're a gazlan, they're pasul le'edus, and they would have to make amends and pay back the money that they shouldn't receive. There are, in fact, poskim, there are of the view that going to secular court falls under the severe isra of chilul Hashem and is a violation of the mitzvah of ahavas Hashem, because the person is showing that he lauds and esteems a set of laws way over the Torah, because he's choosing a secular set of laws rather than going to a Beis Din that would adjudicate based on the halacha and the Torah. Have a nice day.